Don't Depend on Daddy is an unfiltered safe space, empowering young professionals to build independence in their 20s and beyond, whether it be personal, professional, or financial. Regardless of your age, relationship status, or job title, the most consistent person in your life is you. So join me and let's build our independence together. Enjoy! Hello and welcome back to Don't Depend on Daddy, the podcast. My name is Michaela. I am your host and I am so excited for today's episode and also a little bit nervous because I'm hoping that I'm not jinxing myself. But we are going to be talking about my skin journey and how I ultimately have 99% cleared up my skin. I'm super excited. I feel like this episode is like a full circle episode because I spent So many years struggling with my skin. I'd say the most of my struggle happened in my early to mid 20s, and I cannot believe that I've figured it out. Before we get into it, we're going to go through all of our housekeeping first. So as always, you can get $10 off the Personal Finance Dashboard, which is my signature financial planning tool, with the code PODCAST1. That is a podcast only code. If you are a new listener, hello and welcome. The Personal Finance Dashboard is my signature financial planning tool. All of the information about it is in the show notes. And second, if you have not pre-ordered On Your Career, let this be my continuous reminder to please pre-order On Your Career. I know that there is very little incentive or interest to like order a book 6 or 7 weeks before it comes out. I'm fully right there with you because I understand we all want to order a book and get the book the next day. That being said, pre-orders are incredibly important. I cannot emphasize enough how important they are. And I have a nice, small, tight-knit community listening to the podcast. So if you are a podcast listener, I know that you enjoy what I have to say, unless you're one of my silent haters, in which case, turn this off. But for the majority of you, I know you actually like what I have to say. You probably like my candid takes. You're going to love On Your Career because it's full of candid takes. And I just think that if you are someone who is interested in finding a job that you don't hate because life is too short to work a job that sucks, you are going to benefit from Own Your Career. So the book is broken up into two parts. Essentially, the first part is all about owning and navigating your corporate career. So if you are a corporate girly or a corporate guy, because we've got some men who listen to the show, if you are in your corporate era and you are looking to stand out and succeed and do really, really well, get paid as much as you possibly can, and really thrive in that environment, there is tons of information inside the book to help you do just that and really align your interests with a career that actually brings you joy. And then there's an entire section about how to start your own business and freelance or become a creator and build up a one-person business similar to the model that I follow with Break Your Budget. So no matter what era you're in, or if you're in both eras because you're corporating and you're side hustling, which is a total slay, you're gonna love the book. There are career profiles, there are professional career profiles, so tenured professionals, CEOs, executives, entrepreneurs who are giving their best advice. I think you're gonna love it. And when you pre-order the book, you can enroll in my Career Overhaul Bootcamp, which is a three-part webinar series. The first webinar happened in April, but you can access the recording with your pre-order. And essentially, we went through how to audit your career goals, set some new career goals, and really align what you're doing now and your interests with the career path that you wanna be on and get super clear about what that looks like. The second webinar is happening 2 weeks from the day that this comes out. So I'm recording this Tuesday, this comes out tomorrow. That webinar is going to be more tactics. So we're going to go through how to build up your resume. And in your resume, you know, you're going to follow the XYZ formula, which is the bullet point formula that you need to follow to get the most optimal results. It's been proven over and over and over again. I talk about it in the book. You're going to get a full example of XYZ formula bullet point examples. So a whole bank of those. We're going to go through how to put together a job application strategy to make sure that you're applying to jobs that make sense for you and really how to succeed in the interview. So you're going to get my job application tracker, and you are also going to get a behavioral interview Rolodex. So what that has is tons and tons and tons of examples of behavioral questions, what the interviewer is trying to get from you when they ask those behavioral questions, and then a section for you to fill out examples of each, and we'll go through how to actually use that. And then we're also going to go through how to put together your task management system in detail so you can show how you are adding value at work and have that information available to you during important career conversations. So think like a performance review when you're asking for a raise or a promotion or an interview or just simply updating your resume. The last webinar as part of this bootcamp is going to be the Start and Scale Your Six-Figure Side Hustle. So if you have been looking online or noticing that you want to make more money outside of the office and you want to start building up a business, you're going to get it from me. It's an hour. I think it's going to be longer because there's just so much information and we're going to be going over everything from how to come up with your idea to how to put together a marketing and a content plan to offers and everything in between. So I'm super excited for that one. You can only access these webinars with your pre-order. Plus you get all of those downloads and templates and everything in the second one. I'm probably going to put together some templates and downloads for the six-figure side hustle masterclass and everything that I do as this bootcamp, plus all of the guides and everything that comes with it is going to go behind a paywall on July 4th. So if you are interested in getting this for less than the cost of what it will be later on and also get the book, just go pre-order the book for the love of God. Thank you very much. Moving on. Let's get into the rest of this episode, which before we do, I am going to insert a big, huge, fat disclaimer right here and say, I am not a doctor. I am not an expert. This is what worked for me. I'm going to be talking about food. I'm going to be talking about exercise. I'm going to be talking about eating a plant-based diet. I'm going to be talking about the products that worked for me. I'm going to be talking about birth control. So if any of those topics are going to trigger you, cause some sort of rude, visceral reaction, encourage you to leave me a mean review. This is your opportunity to turn this off. It's a free country. You have free will. You don't need to listen to it if you don't want to. And I want to be super, super clear that I'm only sharing what worked for me. My body and your body and my skin and your skin are different. And what worked for me may not work for you. That being said, I did struggle a lot with my skin and I feel like I tried everything. So I'm going to be sharing as much as I can for the sake of being transparent. And again, I'm not a doctor, so this isn't medical advice. This isn't me telling you to do all of this. It's just sharing my own personal journey. With that, let's get into it. And I'm gonna start, I guess the overview of how I have this episode sort of mapped out is I'm gonna go over just like my skin journey and what I used to struggle with and sort of how I've gotten to the point that I'm in today, which if you're watching the video, my skin's pretty much fully clear. It's never going to be perfect. I'm not claiming that I have perfect skin, but my skin used to be shit. So I'm really excited that it looks good. All I have on today is my skincare, a tinted sunscreen by Polish Choice, which we'll talk about, and then a little bit of blush. Like I'm not wearing foundation or tinted moisturizer or anything of that sort. I have a little under eye concealer on too, but I'm not wearing makeup. And then we're going to get into my diet and my exercise routine, because those two things absolutely impact your skin, and then the products that I use. So with that, let's start with the overview of my skin journey. And I think this starts all the way back in high school when I first started getting like blackheads and pimples and whatnot, as you do when you're in high school. At the end of high school, I went on birth control for no reason other than the fact that when I went to the doctor, she asked me how my periods were and I was like, they're kind of heavy. And she's like, take birth control. And this was back in 2012, 2013. So like nobody knew what birth control was. It was kind of like everybody was on it. Super, super normal to get on it, especially before you go to college. I had a period of time where I had really, really bad breakouts and blackheads all on my chin and cheeks. And no program or face wash really seemed to work. And I don't really think the birth control helped at all either. But I remember like I tried Proactiv. I tried Rodin and Field. I tried Clinique, like I tried everything. And my mom was really helpful and generous in helping me get all of these products. I tried the Neutrogena stuff. I did the St. Ives scrub, which we all know now is like horrible for your skin. But I tried literally everything and I just felt like nothing worked. And at that point in time, I didn't really think about like the relationship between your cycle and what you eat and how you exercise and how all of that can really impact what's coming out on your face. The derm put me on spironolactone, which is like a prescription pill. This was at the end, in the middle towards the end of college, that you can take for acne. But I just like really didn't want to be on any sort of prescription beyond my birth control, and I was nervous about all of the side effects. I did take it for a little while. It didn't really seem to solve the problem, and it was an antibiotic pretty much. So like, I think it just was like messing up my digestion. Like I just really was not enjoying being on there. In 2016, this is when I started eating a plant-based diet. So if you are new here, you don't follow me on Instagram, I don't eat meat, dairy, or eggs at home. I've been plant-based for, like 8 years, I think at this point, 8 years this spring, which is crazy. I haven't had any meat in that period of time. I don't actively consume dairy or eggs in my day-to-day life, but and I used to be fully vegan, but at the point that I'm in now, like if I'm out to dinner and there's Parmesan cheese or something on my pasta or eggs in a baked good or something, like I'll still eat it, but I'm not consuming that in my life at home. I don't buy that kind of stuff. I changed my diet and I definitely feel like this had a impact on my skin, although at the time it was temporary because I was still on birth control. My acne, I would say from like 2017 to 2019, 2020 was the worst it's ever been. So I was 21 and 20 to 25-ish. Honestly, before COVID, because COVID is when I came off of birth control. It got really, really, really bad. I'll see if I can dig up some photos and put them on the YouTube screen. But my entire face and my neck was all broken out. And all I wanted was to be able to go out with no makeup on. And I just felt like that was never going to happen. Like my skin was a disaster. And I remember thinking like, oh, maybe I have a parasite. And I remember reading a blog of someone saying that like, oh, your skin starts in the gut. And like, if your skin is really broken out, that means that something's wrong with your gut. And I was like, okay, well, I don't know what's wrong and I don't really know what to do. And this was again before like the really big social media era. So all of the information that we have now about skin and skincare just wasn't available in the same way as it is now. And it wasn't something we were really talking about. So fast forward, 2020 comes around, I'm at home. I think it was like September, October. I listened to a podcast with Jolene Brighton. It was the Blonde Files podcast where she brought on Jolene Brighton. And Jolene Brighton is, I don't think she's a doctor, but she talks about birth control and hormones and female empowerment and fertility and all those kinds of things. And essentially she talked about birth control and the havoc that it can wreak on your body. And this was really like my first time hearing this because again, nobody talked about it. I had no idea that birth control could have such an impact on your skin. I wasn't really thinking. I was just like, oh, everybody's on it, right? Like I also need to be on this for no reason. I was living at home and I wasn't dating. So like I did not need to be on birth control. Anyways, this was my first time really hearing about like the cycles or the phases of a menstrual cycle and hormones and how that can actually really impact your skin and like how you feel in your body at certain periods of the month. And this ultimately was one of the reasons why, if not the reason why, I decided to go off birth control. So after that podcast episode, I decided to order her book, which I read and it scared the shit out of me because essentially it talked about all of the side effects that we don't talk about with birth control and the impacts it can have on other functions of the body after prolonged use. Again, I'm not a doctor, not claiming to be, but after reading this information, in my opinion, I didn't want to be on it anymore. It wasn't working for me anyways, and it wasn't necessary for me to be on. So I decided to follow her protocol and like get off of birth control. The good thing about it is that I was already eating a plant-based diet. She doesn't necessarily recommend a plant-based diet, but she recommends that you essentially wean yourself off of the pill and supplement and like help aid your body in getting used to not being on those, you know, synthetic hormones through what you're eating. So I was already eating a really healthy diet, so I didn't really need to change anything there. And I just decided to go cold turkey. So I finished my last pack and I never took it again. And I don't plan to ever take it again because I'm really happy with where I'm at right now. And so I was lucky that I was able to do this during the pandemic and I really focused on eating whole foods and cycle syncing. So cycle syncing is when you sync what you're eating and the exercise you're doing with the phase of your cycle that you're in. I think it took me only about a month to get like a normal period again. And I haven't, knock on wood, really had any issues since. I'm very regular. I track my cycle using a thermometer. And yeah, I have found that regulating my cycle has been a huge, huge, huge benefit. for my skin, obviously, because now I know like different phases of my cycle, I'm able to recognize when I am and am not breaking out. And actually, this was my first cycle the last week or the last month where usually I break out during my ovulatory phase and I didn't. Woo. So yay. I feel like I'm finally there, and I'm turning 29 this summer. So like it's taken me a long time. This whole journey started when I was 24. So essentially I was cycle syncing. I was eating whole foods. I was being really conscious about walking and low impact exercise. I also didn't note, I used to be a huge runner. So I would do a lot of running, and that's very high impact, high stress exercise. I would do running. I did heavy weightlifting. I was doing body pump and like weight classes. And I think I was over exercising. So my body was holding on to a lot of weight, and it was just in a constant state of stress. And obviously that has a huge impact again on your skin. And so the catalyst to sort of changing my exercise routine was when I got my nose done, because I wasn't allowed to exercise or do any heavy exercise that would force me to heavy breathe out of my nose for a full month. So I could really only do very, very light walking. And I noticed that in the period of doing that light walking where I wasn't running and lifting heavy weights or anything, I actually lost weight and I felt a lot better, which was fascinating to me. So that was also like kind of in the back of my mind all during COVID, the beginning of COVID up until this point. This was October 2020 when I made this change. I had just been doing walking. I wasn't doing any more running. And I did notice a big change in like my body composition. I was doing that in Pilates. And then this is now when I was starting to think a little bit more about not just being plant-based, but being more whole foods plant-based, eating really healthy, and then also getting off of birth control. So that whole catalyst was, or all of those three things were happening sort of at this point in time. After a couple of months of being off birth control and like doing all of this, I wasn't noticing like a super, super huge difference in my skin, but I did notice that when I did break out, it was much less cystic, if that makes sense. I never really struggled with like big patches of cystic acne, but the zits that were coming up were like much less painful, if that makes sense. They weren't as deep and they kind of recovered, I guess, a lot easier. And then I moved to LA. And so when I was living out here, when I first started living out here, I definitely still had acne, but it was more concentrated around like my chin area and a little bit on my forehead. I wasn't getting like neck or anything like that. And I tried tons of different products and I didn't know if it was the products. I didn't know if it was what I was eating. Ultimately, through I feel like a lot of trial and error, I realized that it was the products. And I realized that it was the products because I ordered at the beginning of 2023, so it's been now about a year, I ordered a benzoyl peroxide serum from the Polish Choice Clear line. And I started using that on my face, and almost after a week, my whole face was clear. So like, I don't want to say that that's the only thing that worked. I think it's a combination of everything. But if you've tried changing up your diet, you've gotten off birth control, you've changed your exercise routine, you've reduced stress, and you're still not seeing a change, it's probably not hormonal. It's probably your products. So this whole time I had thought that my acne was like a hormonal thing. And I do think it was, but I also think I just wasn't using the right products for my skin. I didn't really have a skincare routine, which is kind of crazy. I'm like trying to clear up my skin and I don't have a proper skincare routine. I used the BHA stuff for a while. I found that didn't make a huge difference for me. And I was just using like a very basic moisturizer, like a CeraVe. And it wasn't really doing anything for my skin. So once I realized that my skin responds really well to that benzoyl peroxide, I feel like the whole world opened up. But that is essentially the journey of, you know, my skin before, getting off birth control, switching up my diet and exercise routine to reduce stress in my body, and then ultimately finding the right products that worked for me. So that is the overview. And I feel like now, in this phase of life that I'm in, my goal is to reduce the amount of stress in my life as much as possible, really focus on products. I've added in a few things as well, which I'll talk about at the end, like my red light face mask and everything. Eat as clean as I can, lots of vegetables and stuff, but you know, I'm much more flexible. I don't drink a lot. I do drink, but I don't drink a lot, very infrequently. And I don't drink liquor. I really only drink beer or wine. I'll occasionally have like a margarita or something, but it's very, very, very rare. I'd say like once or twice a quarter. And yeah, that's kind of what I have going on right now. So now I'm going to get into all of the details between my diet, my exercise, and my products. So we're going to start with diet because I think that diet has had one of the biggest impacts on my skin in general, because what you eat directly correlates with, you know, your cell turnover. Obviously, there's a saying, you are what you eat. You literally are what you eat, because what you're eating is like fueling your cells, and that ultimately becomes your being, right? But also because your diet has such an impact on your digestion. So something that I've noticed since becoming plant-based and just like naturally eating more fiber, not having any meat, is I have perfect digestion. Like I'm going to the bathroom every single day and I feel like I'm emptying my stomach every single day. Like I'm not, and I don't struggle with it. I don't have to drink coffee to go to the bathroom, and I generally am regular every morning. Like, and I don't mean to be TMI, but that's literally the most important thing. Like if you're not regular, it's going to be really hard to have clear skin without having to be on something like Accutane, I feel like. So diet is so important. And if you're not going to the bathroom every day, then you're not emptying your stomach every day. And that's what leads to a lot of issues. Again, I don't know the accuracy of this from a medical standpoint, but I remember reading an article that was like, literally the feces that's in your digestion system can cause like SIBO and breakages in your intestines, and that literally like seeps out of your body. I don't know if that's true, but hearing that disgusted me, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I gotta get everything out of my body. So yeah, digestion is huge. And the reason why I have good digestion is because I eat a lot of fiber. I think a lot of people who eat meat and stuff, like we're focused on protein, we're not focused on fiber. And I think we need to be focused on fiber first. I'm not a nutritionist, but adding more fiber to my diet has literally changed my entire life. I eat a lot of beans, I eat a lot of whole grains, and that's kind of like the base of my diet. And then I'm adding in proteins and starches and greens and fruits and all that kind of stuff too. So yeah, essentially here's what I eat in general that I feel like has helped my skin a lot, or things that I'm eating all the time. So first is like oatmeal. I have oatmeal pretty much every morning. I feel like oatmeal has tons of fiber. It does definitely keep me regular. I also eat a lot of blueberries and bananas. So I like to have my oatmeal with blueberries, bananas, and a little bit of peanut butter for that fat. Sometimes I'll add in a protein powder. I was nervous to add in protein powder for a long time because I was really nervous if it would have an impact on my skin. It did not. The one that I've been having is the Orgain protein. I don't have it every day. I'd say I have it maybe like once or twice a week, but it has not negatively impacted my skin. It's also a plant-based protein. I also eat tons of avocado. I probably eat a full avocado every single day. Lots of beans and lentils. So I do black beans a lot, chickpeas a lot, and lentils a lot. I also do obviously tons of vegetables. So lots of leafy greens. I love broccoli and zucchini too. Those are sort of my like go-to vegetables. And then I eat a lot of potatoes, a lot of sweet potatoes, a lot of white potatoes. And I find that this way of eating has really, really, really truly helped with my digestion. And obviously, you know, all of those foods all have lots of nutrients and vitamins and minerals in them that are good for the skin. So something that I do want to note is that if you are someone who is struggling with your skin, I'm not saying you need to go vegan or go plant-based, but if you notice you're eating meat at every meal, you may want to think about adding in more plant-based meals so that you can up your fiber intake. So moving on. Oh, another thing that I have been doing before we get into exercise is I've been doing more juicing. And I have found too that drinking juice, like green juice, has helped with the glowiness of my skin. I think just because I'm getting more nutrients than I would otherwise. But juicing has helped. It's not necessary, obviously, because I wasn't juicing all of last year and I still was able to clear my skin. But it has definitely, definitely, definitely helped and could be a good thing to add into your routine if you have a juicer or access to juice and you're interested in doing that. Now, actually, moving on to exercise. So I used to be, as I mentioned at the beginning of this episode, a huge, intense exercise person. And I did a lot of running. I ran a marathon. I did HIIT exercises, and I put my body under a lot of stress. And it was during the pandemic that I discovered walking. And I started walking and I started doing Pilates because I didn't have access to the same gym. I didn't have access to those classes. And I wasn't able to do as much intense exercise because of my surgery. I got a nose job. And so I couldn't do anything that would cause me to breathe heavily out of my nose for, I think, like 3 to 6 months. The first month, I couldn't do anything. But after that, I had to be really careful to not put too much pressure on my nose because it was still swollen. So like I could literally stop breathing. So during this time, I discovered walking and I discovered Pilates, and I noticed that I found weight sort of fell off of me and I wasn't even trying. I didn't have a ton of weight to lose, but I didn't have to do anything to like lose a little bit of weight and kind of relax my body in general. I think I lost the weight because my stress levels went down so severely. Stress has a direct impact on what you are, or like it has a direct impact on your acne, obviously, because if you have high cortisol or you're spiking up your stress levels in whatever the medical terms are, it can cause inflammation. And what is acne? It's inflammation on your face. So I really did learn that reducing that kind of stress on my body and really going to low impact exercise has made a big difference. And ultimately, I've noticed that since I've started doing Pilates and stuff, not only do I feel better, not only do I feel like I look better, but I've noticed that I'm, you know, breaking out less. I have less like rashes and red stuff on my skin in general. So I definitely would recommend incorporating some less intense exercise into your routine if you are someone who has a lot of acne. I think alongside this comes with just general hygiene and cleanliness when you are working out. So this is something I'm really cognizant about because I do a lot of reformer Pilates classes. I generally am always wiping the machine down before I lay down on it. I like to make sure that I'm keeping my shoulders covered when I can, because even like oils from other people who have used the machine, if it wasn't fully cleaned down, can transfer onto your skin. I also always, always, always immediately shower after I do any type of exercise, including walking. So I will come home from a Pilates class, immediately I'll get in the shower. I do benzoyl peroxide on my chest and neck. And then I also make sure to put some benzoyl peroxide, my serum, on my chest and neck as well, and like my shoulders and stuff. And I've noticed that helps a lot with like body acne. And then when I'm walking and stuff, after I'm done with my walk, I walk twice a day and I shower twice a day. I make sure that I am clean and putting on clean clothes. And that has helped a lot with exercise, like at the gym and stuff. If you're laying on the ground, if you're wearing tank tops, if you're touching your face after you touch weights or anything like that, it can cause breakouts. So you just need to be really cognizant of that cleaning. If you're wearing over the ear headphones, making sure you're cleaning around the outside of the headphones because they're getting sweaty, that oil is coming back onto your face. All of those things are really, really, really important. But in general, my general message on the exercise is just lower impact exercise will help reduce stress in the body, which ultimately can help clear your skin in combination with cleaning up your diet, reducing some of those more inflammatory foods that could be full of hormones, like I mentioned, meat, dairy, and eggs, adding in more plant-based foods so you're getting more nutrients, more fiber to help with your digestion. I also didn't mention this, but like plant-based or animal-based foods, so meat, dairy, and eggs, they don't have any fiber in them. So again, if you're consuming those at every meal, you're probably not getting enough fiber because you physically cannot eat enough food when you're eating a lot of like high-protein, calorie-dense, low-fiber kinds of foods like that. So also food for thought, no pun intended, to like see if you can reduce maybe your intake one meal a day and see if that makes a difference with adding in more fiber to help with your digestion and just nutrient intake overall. Now, as we get sort of to the end of this episode, I'm going to go through some of the products that I use that I feel like have cleared my skin. And I am going to say this right from the get-go. I would say 90% loyal to Polish Choice, 95% loyal to Polish Choice. I really only use one product that's non-Polish Choice, and it's Summer Fridays, which I'll talk about. But Polish Choice, and this isn't sponsored, they don't pay me. They've never paid me anything. And I only very just recently got onto their PR list. I've only received one PR package from them. Everything else I've bought over and over and over again because I cannot emphasize enough, these are the only products that cleared my skin. The only products, after doing all this stuff with my diet and my exercise and everything and my hormones and getting off birth control and cycle syncing and everything, the only thing that truly did make a difference ultimately has been using the right products. And I think using the right products in combination with these lifestyle choices is really the golden ticket. And again, what products work for my skin may not work for your skin. So keep that in mind. So I have my core Polish Choice products. I have a morning skincare routine and a nighttime skincare routine. And I think I'll just go through all of those in order and I'll mention the products that I use. So in the morning, I go on my walk, I come back, I take a shower. I'll usually like wet my face with water, but I'm not cleansing my face in the morning. I find that it's not necessary. I do have dry skin and it does over dry out my skin. So in the morning, I'll use a cotton pad and I will either, after I shower and like rinse it with water, I'll either use the Paula's Choice BHA. I use that like 2 or 3 times a week, or I'll use a micellar water to just like clean off the surface of my skin. And then I will either ice roll. Sometimes I ice roll. Sometimes I use like an ice, literally like an ice cube stick on my face to help depuff. I really, really like doing that, especially in the summer. This has not caused any sort of like breakout or anything. And then as I let my face cool, I'll like change and stuff. And then I go and do my skincare. So the first product that I use as part of my like formal morning skincare routine is the Paula's Choice 5% Benzoyl Peroxide. I use this every morning and I use it every night. Just a touch. I'm not using a ton. And I'm generally putting it on like my T-zone and my chin because I don't really get breakouts on my cheek or anything. Knock on wood. But this is the product that has made, I think, the biggest difference for me. And it's because it's an acid. So it really does help pull all the gunk out of my skin. So I use that. I let it soften. And then I use the Paula's Choice Antioxidant Serum, or I'll use the Paula's Choice Vitamin C Booster. I intermix those day after day. The Antioxidant Serum has vitamin C in it, but it also has like some other things in there. And I will put that on my skin. I let it seep in, and then I follow up with a moisturizer. Again, it's either the Paula's Choice Barrier Repair Moisturizing Cream, or lately I've also been using the Summer Fridays, although I generally use that, the Jet Lag Mask, I generally use that at night. And then once all of that has sort of sunk into my skin, I'd say like 10 minutes later, I'll go back and I put on a sunscreen. I use the Paula's Choice Super Light Wrinkle Defense SPF. That is the only sunscreen that has never broken me out. And I've tried all of them. I've tried the Super Goop one. I've tried the Elta MD. I do like the Elta MD, but I like the Paula's Choice one better. And that is my morning skincare. Oh, something that I also forgot to mention is in the morning, right when I wake up, I've been using my OmniLux LED mask. I use it, I would say like 5 or 6 times a week. So not every day, but most days, because I learned you can use it every day if you want. I feel like the red light mask has made a huge difference in my overall texture composition of my skin. It's a long, slow process. I've been using it now consistently for about 5 months. I cannot recommend it enough. I made a video about it on TikTok. OmniLux saw it. They sent me a code and they sent me a link. So I'll make sure all of that is in the show notes if you are interested in exploring a red light mask. But I do use the red light mask first thing in the morning because you're supposed to use it on bare skin. And I feel like after you sleep, like your skincare is already sunk in. So like that technically counts as bare skin. But yeah, I use that very regularly and I have noticed that it's made a huge, huge, huge difference. And I will continue to use it because anything that I can do to keep my skin looking young and fresh, I'd like to do that. Now looking at my nighttime skincare, I always wash my face in the shower and I use just like a very basic moisturizer. So I use the CeraVe like moisturizer I use. Right now the one I'm using is from Whole Foods, just like a gentle cleanser. It's nothing fancy. And I use one of those antimicrobial silicone scrubber things to help really massage my skin gently, make sure everything is getting off of it. When I get out of the shower, again, I go back in with that benzoyl peroxide. And then I will also use some sort of retinol. So I've been using a 1% retinol every other day. And on the days that I'm not using it after the benzoyl peroxide, I just go in with a moisturizer. And then I follow up with a moisturizer and occasionally oil. I'd say I use a oil, the Paula's Choice Moisture Renewal Oil Booster. I use that like every other night. And then sometimes too, I will also mix in the Summer Fridays Jet Lag Mask because that's a pretty thick cream that has not caused me any breakouts. I haven't had any issues with using that mask. I think it's really great for anyone who has sensitive skin. The other Summer Fridays product that I like is their Rich Cushion Cream. I got that for free at an event last summer and I loved it. I've repurchased it one time. It's really light, it's really moisturizing, and it did not cause any sort of breakouts for me, which is really the true test because I feel like I have very, very sensitive skin. So those are really the products that I use. It's nothing crazy. I also, from Paula's Choice, have a, it's the Paula's Choice Pro Collagen Multi-Peptide Booster. That's the one that I use. The boosters that I use are, I have the niacinamide booster, so I'll sometimes add that into like my moisturizer in the morning. I have the C15, which is the vitamin C super booster, which I'll do in the morning. I have the Pro Collagen Multi-Peptide Booster, which sometimes I'll mix in the evenings in my moisturizer. And then I have the Moisture Renewal Oil Booster. So love all of the Polish Choice boosters. I think they're all really great because you can use them on their own, but you can also mix them into a moisturizer. Oh, and I have the Azelaic Acid Booster, Azelaic Acid Booster. I have that too. So those are all of the products that I use. And yeah, that's kind of like what has helped clear my skin. Obviously, drinking a lot of water. And I think the combination of all of these things, so balancing my hormones and getting off of birth control, cleaning up my diet and really focusing on understanding and consuming foods that I understand what they are. So that means cutting out meat, dairy, and eggs as like main pieces of my diet. I mean, in totality, with the exception of, you know, being flexible in life, as I think is really important. Eating more vegetables and like really increasing my fiber intake and reducing stress in my body via the exercise that I'm doing, and then also really, really focusing on products that work for my skin. You may use Polish Choice and it doesn't work for you. I don't know what to tell you because that's the only thing that's worked for me. So overall, I'm really happy with my skin. I don't think my skin will ever be perfect, but I have definitely figured out how to get it under control. And I hope that some of these tips help you or encourage you to explore making changes in your lifestyle and maybe the products that you choose or the products that you want to try in order to clear your skin too. Because having clear skin has literally changed my life, especially because I'm on video all the time, but it has made me a lot more confident. I very rarely wear a full face of makeup ever. I think that helps too, just because I'm not wearing a lot of makeup all the time. But I do feel like because my skin is clear, I don't need to wear as much makeup, which is just a really nice freeing feeling. So with that, I hope you enjoyed this episode. As always, if you have something kind to say, please do so. If you have something rude to say, you can send it to me in a message. I can handle it. But if you post it on my reviews, you're an ass. So thank you so much for listening, and I'll catch you next week.